It is Excellence Educators Day here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined on the line now by Elizabeth Wright, who is a local teacher here in Renfrew, and we are so happy to have her on today. So thank you, Elizabeth, for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So my first question for you there, Elizabeth, is what made you decide to want to get into education as a career?
Well, I think I always wanted to be a teacher, even as a young child. My grandparents came from Greece, and they didn't know very much English, so one of the first subjects I taught them was English, so I can converse with them. And I think from then on, I kind of knew I always wanted to kind of go into that profession.
So what are you currently teaching now, and what grade?
Right now, I'm at the high school, so I have grade 10 math. But I usually teach math, history, or foods classes.
And what are some of the highs and lows to go with the career? I mean, obviously today there's a lot of pressure on students and getting ready for either post-secondary education or the workplace. What are some of the challenges that you as a teacher face on a day-to-day, platform and maybe, planning out through the entire school year?
Well, lots of challenges this year with COVID, but that aside, I think some of the biggest challenges is just trying to kind of find a spark in the student and find out how that student learns, so that they're able to be successful in what they want to do. So trying to help them reach their goal.
Has there been one point in your career that kind of really stood out for you, maybe interaction with a student or the school itself, or anything that you're really proud of or something that you're never really going to forget when you look back on your career?
Well, geez, there's been lots of moments. I think one of the I was helping with Really for Life. And this community is just so generous, and we ran Really for Life about 13 years, and we were able to raise over $1 million. And just seeing the dedication through the years from the students, as well as the community involvement and support, has really been amazing.
So looking ahead to, maybe future years down the road, is it always rewarding to see maybe students out in the community or at a workplace that or striving a career that you thought you might always see them in?
Oh, for sure. And, it's very nice to see them kind of as adults and seeing what they're doing. And sometimes, those conversations saying, thank you for what you did this, or I really remember when we did this, or I got into this area because of this experience with you. And I think that's very, very rewarding.
I was about to ask that. So that must be the rewarding factor of the job, right?
For sure. And even just the little things, like if a student's really struggling with a math problem and then they get one question and they're just so excited. And, it's the little things I think we have to really appreciate.
Now, one last question for you there, Elizabeth. Is there one thing or a phrase that you might want to tell the next generation of teachers that are maybe going through the process to become a teacher in the future, that you maybe words of wisdom or anything like that?
I think that's a good question. If it's something that if teaching is something you really want to do, it won't be a job. It's just going to be your passion. And as long as you're going in for the right reason, there might be highs and lows, but the highs really outweigh the lows.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Elizabeth. We really do appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.